Hello, agents, and welcome to the 12th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast, hosted by myself, Pokemon Trainer Jay. Ingress Insights is a podcast all about Niantic game Ingress. In this episode, we'll be talking about the rest of the Happy Holidays items that we're giving out for free by the Ingress team. We'll talk about the new 2024 badge that's been added to the store, and also discuss the OPR Live badges being pushed, as well as what the Q1 2024 anomalies might be called. We've got a bit of a rumor about that. And then go through the Ingress in 2024 thread and agents' ideas for what they want to see for Ingress next year. So, that being said, I'm going to move us into the Happy Holidays and cover the last few items there. As we mentioned last episode, the Ingress team had started giving away free items each day leading up to Christmas Day. And they called it Happy Holidays from the Ingress team, where they gave out free items and also offered a special bundle in the store, which cost CMU. So we covered up to the 21st previously. So on the 22nd of December, they gave away 25 level 7 XMP blasters, which was quite nice to receive. And then on the 23rd, they followed it with a free batch of 5 hypercubes, which I've got far too many hypercubes myself, but I'm sure it's handy for some people. And the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, they gave 1 free Aegis shield, which was nice. I've not got too many of them. And then on the actual day of Christmas, they gave 2 free item bundles. So one was for 3 toast beacons, which agents always seem to enjoy. And the other one was a free Santa's Hall bundle, which included 50 level 8 resonators, 25 level 8 power cubes, 10 rare portal shields, and 10 hypercubes. I've made use of all of those. I think I've run out of everything on there at the moment. But it was nice to receive those on Christmas Day as part of the Happy Holidays event. And something that I hope the team repeat next year as well. I'd love to know if you manage to log in each day and receive all the free items, and whether you've been able to use all of those up. And then now that Christmas is done and over with, we are looking to 2024. And the Ingress team have added a new badge to the store that you can purchase, so I'm going to talk about that briefly next. So we finish up the last few days of 2023. The Ingress team have done their usual thing and released a badge for 2024. They've done this the last few years. The one for New Year 2024 has a post on it, a little post mascot that we all kind of know, that says to 2024 on it. Purple and yellow, which is a bit of an odd choice amongst the rest of the badges, but it's in the Ingress store at the moment, I'd assume until the end of the 1st of January 2024. But it's available for 2,500 CMU. There's no trade in it, it's just purely the badge that you get. If you like to kind of bookend your Ingress journey, so you can see what you've earned since the New Year 2023 badge, and then what you've earned since getting that 2024 badge. I think it's a good use of a little bit of CMU on there. And just move in now to remind you about Chronos, because that will obviously end in 2024. Just an update on that as well. This is just a brief reminder to agents listening to this on the 31st of December. The Chronos event ends in a little under a week on this of January, and you've got until that time to earn enough Chronos points to get your Chronos medal. It is available, just a reminder, in 2 tiers at a bronze/basic at 500 Chronos points, and silver is 5,000 Chronos points. That's also called advanced, and it's the green and blue one, where the basic one is yellow and darker yellow. So But just to remind you, you've got a bit of time still to do that if you want to go out and capture portals or add mods to portals. That will get you some points. Obviously, the most points in this event will come from doing overclock hacks. And I've seen plenty of agents have done this completely without overclock hacks in larger areas. And I've seen some agents get to the basic such bronze badge at 500 and then decide that's it, they've got a new badge, they don't care now, and they're not going to do any more. And just to segue into that about bronze badges, I'm going to talk about the OPR Live badge, which most agents have now received from the II Captain Wayfarer Challenge. One of the main draws for the latest Wayfarer Challenge, the II Captain Challenge, was the English agents who reviewed 500 or more nominations from the challenge countries would get a tick on their OPR Live badge. This badge hasn't been easily available in the past. It's been quite a while since there's been an event for it. I believe there was one in Munich where you had to pay for the badge or make sure you'd reviewed a certain number within a certain time frame at Kobe. So it looks like the Ingress team have been deciding how to manage it going forward. And there's obviously decided these quarterly Wayfarer challenges are the way to go with it. So Ingress agents got their rewards via email a few days previously and waiting for the OPR Live badge tick to come through. It's now come through for most agents. I think there's maybe a couple, as I'm talking on the 28th of December, but they do have till the 29th of December to send that out. And for most agents, it's the first tick they've got on that badge. They've got a brand new bronze badge on their profile. And the Wayfarer challenges, as mentioned, will be held each quarter. They're not guaranteed to have an OPR Live badge tick at them, but I think based on the number of agents who've joined in, it'd be foolish not to. So I ran a little poll on the Wayfarer community forums to see why people were doing the challenge. As of the 28th of December, 48% of people said they were doing it for just the Ingress rewards, including the OPR Live badge. The next highest on there is for all of the rewards or a mix of the rewards. And then the next is 8% of people doing it just for the Pokemon Go rewards. So I think that shows that it was very much wanted by Ingress agents. Hopefully keeps them interested. It was a nice motivator for me, especially, to get out there and do a lot of reviews. Even though the flagpoles and bug parks in the US got a bit exhausting and the info balls from the Asian countries were numerous, it was good to go through and just get a little over 500 done to get the badge sorted on there. And then the next thing that I'm going to go through is something that I've had in the podcast description for a while, saying that we discuss any rumours and leaks that are relevant. And for the first time, we've got a rumour to discuss that's relevant. So I'm going to move into that now. The first anomaly for 2024 is coming up in February. We don't have an anomaly in January, but we don't yet have a name for it. Like Discovery, Control, Co, all the various ones we've had before. However, there's a few rumours going around in various Ingress chats saying that the anomaly series for Q1 will be called Cryptic Memories. As I said, it's not confirmed anywhere, it's just a rumour at the moment. I'm hoping it's not confirmed, then I sound like an idiot when this podcast comes out at the end of the year. But for now, take it with a pinch of salt. It may change, it may be something that's not meant to have been leaked, but I've seen it around a fair bit and thought I'd mention there about the Tick Memories name. It's got a bit of agents theorising about what that means. We've got in the Kronos event about things moving into a different reality and timeline, and whether it will be memories of previous Ingress events now that we've had 11 years of Ingress at the moment. Don't think I'll be able to attend any of them for Q1 myself. There's no UK anomalies and don't think I've got the budget to travel too far for Q1. but I'd like to see what happens there, see how the story develops, and if it is actually called Cryptic Memories, and find out where we got that from. So now I'm just going to move on and talk about some lingering effects we've still got going on in the games. For the Discovery Anomaly, which ended on the 18th of December 2023, it was mentioned that agents would be able to link under fields, and they'd be able to make links shorter than 8 kilometers in length under fields during the Discovery Anomaly weekends. However, agents have reported that this is still going on. It's been theorized and mentioned, but I can't find any sources to confirm that it would last until the end of the Kronos event on the 6th of January. It might just be that some Ingress staff members forgotten to turn this off before they went off on their festive holidays, and it will just be switched off whenever they're all back in the office. But for now, it still seems to be active. Maybe it's a permanent thing. I don't see it's a huge issue on there. If it does come to an end, then we'll update and let you know. In previous episodes, I've covered the Japanese community's Ingress and Wayfarer calendar for December. This is still waiting on some updates, most notably from Brian Rose. So I won't be covering it this time. We're also waiting for those updates. I'll go through them in a future episode. However, what I am going to do that will be similar is go through the Ingress in 2024 thread. This is a thread that I posted on the Ingress forums a few weeks back to ask what agents want to see in the new year for the game. And similar to this, I'm not going to cover exactly in great detail what everyone said. I encourage you to read through the thread and see what piques your interest and what you want to respond to in there. I'm just going to, similar to the calendar, run through a name, a bit of what they've said, and then move on to the next person. If you want to go through the thread, as I said, and read things in more detail, I'd encourage you to do that. And then a few things to say. So first of all, I'm going to read out agent names. I might get them completely wrong, so let me know if I do. And secondly, I don't know gender, these agents prefer to be called. So I'm just going to, when I say a pronoun, I'm just going to go with they, them, so I don't say anything up, because I find that's the best kind of default to go through. So with that being said, I'm going to start first off with Pixel Bytes. So they would like to see the ability to reorder Ingress character medals, a refresh to the Intel map and mission creator sites, new avatars, skins for the scanner, as well as additional global scoreboards beyond MU, as well as a better way to search missions. Venomous Toad wants to see something that we all would like to see with fixing the lag, as well as some more visually appealing animations in the game. Grogian would like to see more for drones in general, such as flying on links, and a unique drone visits layer on the map to go along with all the other layers that we have. Zero Hex Given would like to see agent ops slash tasks finished off, more for drones again, and more events that aren't anomalies, such as ones held before. They mentioned things like the 7 to 10 day challenges for recharger, things like that. Posette would like to see a new anomaly format, as well as a rework to the missions interface, some quality of life updates in the scanner, such as recharging keys from capsules, which has been a popular ask on that thread, and a few more they've summarized themselves as, I want the game to focus more on competition and playfield control and less on individual stats. They also mentioned about gear vaults that sound like they'd function a bit like a piggy bank, so you can break them anomaly and use all the gear there, and it wouldn't count when you're going through. This is something that I've seen them mention a few times. So hopefully they get their wish on there. Too Legit to Exist, again, as someone else already said a few times, talks about drones traveling by links. Mortis would like to see hexathlons being done again. It's been a good while since we've had one of those. Savannah Daniel carries over the same which they had from 2023 for Niantic to actually advertise Ingress, and then also wants them to roll out scanning capabilities across more devices. We've before had those issues on Android devices, mainly for scanning and capabilities on there. Neku69 would like better communication from the Ingress team and plausible anomaly goals. Blue Rose Bell, who's a Pokemon Go ambassador, would like XM ambassadors to chat in their campfire chats. And to follow up on this, Mortis responded that the XMAs need to have a real purpose and a goal in what they should be doing. 1984 would like portal key duplication, souvenir key lockers, recharging from key capsules, that's been mentioned as well, ways of making core more valuable, a revamp to the mission site, which again is a popular request, and finalizing what Mekina is, as well as an agent profile overhaul and in-game interaction with other agents. And they also mentioned about bounties that I'd encourage you to read through because they've got a few ideas there, as well as ways to redefine the leaderboards and giving drones something more. Joe Kane, that's a very short request for a redacted skin for the Ingress banner. Icy Blue Heart echoes about the drone and wants added utility for it. Stray does not want key duplication, but does want the leaderboard to include all stats, not just MU. So again, something that's coming up as a common theme. CBIA CMDR asks about forming clans in the game, like teams within teams. New avatars, perhaps even an animated character avatar that you get in other games walking the map. And then being able to send private messages to agents so it's not on comms fraud C is something you do in Fire. Obviously, it depends if they want to use Campfire. And PP235 mentions about getting a leaderboard as well. But as I said, that's just a brief run through of what people have been asking for on there. Obviously, I'll link to it in the show notes. You can read through everything in a bit more detail, add some notes on there, and see what I would like to see. I've mentioned it a few times, not going to repeat it again for the third time on the podcast. But if you want to read through the thread and see what everyone else wants on there, then just follow the link in the show notes to the forums and that will give you a bit more detail. And I'll move us on now to our next section. We're continuing to cover what happened in previous Ingress anniversary events. Last podcast we covered Ingress Year 7. This one is then Ingress Year 8, which is Resonance. And this is the first Ingress anniversary event that happened during the COVID-19 global pandemic. So agents weren't being encouraged to go out. So various lockdowns happening in various locations at the time. But they did want to still celebrate Ingress Year 8. So noted that this coming Sunday, November 15th, 2020, marks Ingress's 8th anniversary. Celebrate with us by sharing your favourite Ingress memories with the hashtag IngressYear8 on social media. The Resonance Year 8 medal will be awarded to all agents who've earned more than 0 AP since the Year 7 medal was distributed. Medal distribution will take place sometime after Tuesday, November 17th, and follows same medal tiers as Year 7, so levels 3, 9, 13, 15, 16, and recurse agents will receive Onyx badges. They also offered a Resonance bundle, which was free, and that was for accounts older than 8 days, and that gave you 1 Apex, 1 Fracker, 1 Niantic Beacon, 1 SoftBank Ultralink, 1 ITO EN Transmuter Minus, 1 ITO EN Transmuter Plus, 8 levels. Whatever agent level you are, resonator. So if you're level 8, you get a level 8 resonators. And similar for the XMPs, 8 cubes as well, and 8 ultra strikes relevant to your level. And they also offered some action resonance bundles. So an enlightened one for 8,000 CMU with 8 apex, 8 enlightened fireworks, and 8 enlightened beacons. And similar for the resistance resonance bundle, 8 apex, 8 resistance fireworks, 8 resistance beacons. So for this one, resonance, it was the first badge where you need to earn more than 1 AP since the start of the previous year. And so that meant any inactive accounts no longer got this badge, whereas previously, even if you hadn't touched a scanner for years and years, you'd still be getting the badges on there if you were the correct level. So this was a new thing that was brought in. As mentioned, it was during the big lockdown periods for many countries where people were unsure about COVID. So I haven't found any record that says there was double AP or extra things on there. It may be the case and I can't find it, but if it was, let me know, because those years all kind of blended together. The resonance medal looked nice. I think I've got gold on that off the top of my head. But as I said, there unfortunately wasn't too much going on this. It was happening at a bit of an unusual time. But Agent still enjoyed what we had. And then next time we'll look at what happened during the Year 9 event. The feature that we're going to look at this week is something that's mentioned in a few comments in the Ingress in 2024 thread, which is the drone. So through access to DroneNet, agents can deploy their drone to any neutral, friendly or enemy portals that are visible on the scanner map screen. So once you're there, you can either hack or glyph hack a portal once, but you can't use it to get keys or complete missions or perform any other actions at the moment. And once you've done the hack on that portal, you have a 60-minute cooldown, and then you can move it to another portal. Obviously, this can be used to virtually explore the area or leave your drone in an area where there's like a level 8 farm, for example. Because once you've moved your drone, it only needs to be a portal within the drone's view that you can see. So it could be miles and miles away from you in another country, but you establish a drone net connection and then move it to portals that it can see. So I've had my drone before in Spain when I've been in the UK. I've flown it across to France. I think I managed to get to Fort Boyard, which is all right for me. And as I said, there's normally a 60-minute cooldown for that. It is reduced in some events, and you will have a different looking drone whether you're resistance or enlightened. You can also turn on the drone net map layer, which lets you see drones at portals. If you attack a drone on a portal, so say if it's a neutral portal and you capture it, it will send that drone back to that agent. Or if it's a resistance portal and you blow it up, vice versa, then it will send the drones back to that agent and they'll then have to move their drone from there. Current location, so it might be you've returned it to them from overseas or wherever they've left it. I think you can have a maximum of 8 drones on a portal. I've often gone past like level 8 farms that are pretty full of drones that just obviously move around the area. And any points you get do go on to the unique portals drone visited and furthest drone flight, as well as drone hacks, and you get for drone sent home as well. Taken down, as I mentioned, it also has its own medal, so you receive credit to the Maverick medal for each successful drone hack. So if you're after a new medal, the drone is another way to do it. Agents did think this would be a temporary addition just during the pandemic, but it's stayed in the game. It has its own little event. I enjoy remembering to move it around, as long as I do remember to do that. So yes, I quite enjoy the drone, and people are asking for it to do more now that we've had it in the game for a few years. I'd love to see it do more. I just have to wait and see, I guess. And with that, I'm going to move on and get everything wrapped up. Thanks, agents, for listening to the 12th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast. If you'd like to follow us on social media, the best way to do that is on Instagram or Threads under the name ingress.insights. You can also interact with this episode by voting in the polls or participate in the Q&A. It also helps out if you rate the podcast on your podcast service of choice. It's not something that they all offer, but if they do offer that, it's always appreciated. We'll move on next time for the first episode of 2024. Talk about any news that's happened regarding Kronos, because that'll be wrapping up, as well as covering any of the Ingress Japanese community calendar that I mentioned that will have been updated by then. And also talking about getting some guests on in the new year, which I'm working on, just trying to finalise everyone's schedule as well as my own, to get everything sorted for that. So thank you once again for listening. We all had a great year. Look forward to meeting you all out there in 2024.